Blog Talk Radio.
We just love our body talk here on Solar Records Radio. What's happening? What's happening, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr., and I will be your host today on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us as we want to be a blessing to you and give you good music and good conversation. And speaking of good conversation, today we're going to have my beautiful sister, Pamela Phillips Olan. I've known her for so long, and she's such an amazing human being, first of all, but she's also an amazing lyricist and an amazing friend. And so God has been good to her and really blessed her with the gift of writing. And so today we're going to chop it up with her, because we also here at Solar, we wrote a lot of songs alongside Pamela. So I'm excited to talk to her about this and also the new journey that she has going on. We're going to get into that as well. And I'm just so happy for her because she's never stopped. This woman has never stopped. She's continued to go and go from when I met her back in the early 80s. And she's just been going and going ever since. So what a blessing she is to the music industry and whoever is, you know, involved in projects with her, because she's awesome and she sees it through. So I can't wait to chop it up with her. I had such a great conversation with her yesterday. And so we're excited and we love her here at Solar Records Radio. I want to say hello to all my friends around the world. What's going on in the UK? Oh, man, much love to you guys. Thank you so much for supporting our show. And we love you and appreciate all of you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, I want to give a shout out to our friends in South Africa, in Brazil, and in Amsterdam. Amsterdam, what's going on, Astrid? All right, much love, sweetheart. God bless you. Astrid is one of the ladies that help us here at Solar Records Radio as well. Greg is over in the UK. He helps us. He is our art designer, and he's also on top of, you know, getting artists and stuff for the company and stuff. So we appreciate Greg very much. And we appreciate all of our the people that work with us here at Solar Records Radio. We are so blessed to be affiliated with them. Guys, I want to also, what else? Who else is it? There was something. I want to give a shout out to Julian. Julian, I heard you having some problems over there. You're in Ohio. Is it Ohio? Yeah, yeah. No, you're in Detroit, Michigan. And so much love, sweetheart. I hope that everything works out with your equipment and stuff. And I hope you're able to hear the show. She's frustrated. She's like, my equipment is down. I can't hear the show. So sorry, Julian, but I hope that you're able to get on, because we love you and we love it when you hang out with us here at Solar Records Radio. I heard it's really cold and a lot of snow in California. What is going on? Snow in California. I lived there for 40 years and hardly seen snow, and except for when I went up in the mountains. And that's where you go. But this, it's low. I've gotten video from family members that, and look at this. This is down on the ground. And so that's something else right there. Just to see that, I can't believe it. It's hard for me to believe. But anyway, I want to get going here, get into the show. We celebrate Solar Records, because Solar Records was an amazing company out of Los Angeles. We really blessed so many people, and even, you know, some of the people that work with us said, you know, hey man, I'll do this. I'll do whatever I can just to be a part of the legacy, because, you know, Solar had blessed me as a young man, and I want to be able to give something back. And so I'm so grateful for that. And you know, when you're doing these things, you don't realize the impact that it has on people. But these young people grow up to be older people, and they get this, they start sharing, you know, what, you know, what they feel and what's been going on in their hearts. And so when I hear these stories, it really blesses me. So I just want to say thank you to Mr. Dick Griffey, who was the owner and the creator of Solar Records. Thank you for allowing all of us to exist inside of your dream that came true. We appreciate you, sir. And I know that you're not here with us anymore, but, you know, your spirit is. And so we just want you to know that we appreciate what you did for us. You know, for me, it was just a place where I was able to start off my music career and become a professional drummer. And so I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I got with Solar and Leon Silvers heading all of that for us. So, but anyway, so we're going to get into some music here. And, you know, today we are talking about The Whispers, Shalimar, Lakeside, Dynasty, Climax, Collage, and Carrie Lucas, and all the acts that was on Solar. And so we're going to, I'm going to play you some stuff, Midnight Star, yes, and The Deal, that's Babyface's group, Babyface in L.A., who became the owners of LaFace Records, absolutely amazing people that came through this company and really blessed the music industry. And so Babyface in L.A., hats off to you guys. They did very well after coming through Solar. Now, they got to Solar through Midnight Star. Midnight Star introduced The Deal to Mr. Griffey, and Mr. Griffey found Babyface in L.A. inside the group and realized he had more talent than he thought, and made those guys into, or helped them to become great producers. And as a matter of fact, we had a thing at City Hall a few years back, and they were just celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, and Babyface was there, and we all were, I mean, so many of us were there, and we had such a great time just chopping it up and hanging out with all of our friends from so long ago. It was such a beautiful opportunity for all of us to see each other after 40 years, you know, get hugs and reminisce and just be grateful, you know, and to be honored at the same time by the city of Los Angeles was such a great honor for all of us. And so I want to say thank you to the city of Los Angeles for doing that, because it was a true blessing, and it really blesses the legacy of Solar. And so anyway, with that being said, my guests will be coming on after this, and I am so excited to have Pamela on, and her and I, we wrote some things together, and we'll chop it up and talk about it in a minute. But I'm so excited. You hear me stumbling over myself. So before I bring her on, I'm going to play one of her songs that she did at Solar. Okay, so here, and she has many. Wow, I can't imagine. I think she said she wrote over 100 and something songs. I don't know, but it was a lot of songs. And it's probably more than what I just said. But here we go, guys, on Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back with Pamela Phillips Olan. And this is one of her songs by The Whispers on Impact.
The tension was
guys. I want to welcome to the show my sister, Miss Pamela Phillips O'Land. What's going on, Pam?
Wardell, hi. So nice to talk to you.
Oh, she's so sweet. Sweet as apple pie. What's up, girl?
I haven't heard that song for so long. I can't tell you.
Well, you know, I need to ask you a couple of questions about it. So, I love this song. It's like, you know, it's an old song that I didn't listen to for a long time. And then just recently, it was on the radio, and I was like, what? That song, something's going on. The changes in that song just got my emotions going. And so I wanted to ask you, there was a couple of lyrics in there. It says, I'm a victim of a love attack. Tell me about being a victim of a love attack. What is that all about? A victim of a love attack. Oh, that sounds so good. But then it's an oxymoron, right? Because victims, you always think of the worst. So tell us a little bit about that. How did you play that one?
Well, I always try to find interesting ways of saying something, find a new line that hasn't been used before. And that was one of the techniques I've always used. If I come up with a line that sounds improbable and, you know, like probably shouldn't use this because nobody's ever used it before, then I say, you know, I hit my head and I go, Dummkopf, that's why you should use it, because it is unusual and nobody's used it before. So, but, you know, I'm sure people have used it since then. But, you know, this stuff was done in the 80s, in the, like 84 or something, like 83, something like that. And this was a time when, you know, it was a chance to invent this kind of music. And we did. And we invented a lot of great ideas, a lot of great, I mean, those tracks, the sounds that we used, they were very prominent. I don't know what kind of computerized equipment was used to make that kind of rhythm sound, Wardell.
Well, first of all, yeah, we did play a lot of this stuff live. But this was right at the point where the sequencers and stuff were starting to take over. And so producers were starting to use different types of sequencers. I'm not sure what Leon was using at the time of producing this particular song. But I know the software became one of the leading tools in the studio at that point. And so, but I know that we were using the DMX drum machine, and there was something else by Oberheim. It was a sequencer that we were using. And so, yes.
We were on the cutting edge, and we really were. Because Motown had already come and gone. Their main sound, you know, that they had done, and they may still be in business. But at this point, I'm just saying that you know, the main part that we all think of. And so I thought we were sort of on the path to be another Motown, and we sort of were in a way. I mean, Leon Silvers was a very, very visionary, and the way he conducted his company. And I remember that you guys had the studio running 24 hours a day over at Devonshire in the Valley in LA, and there was never a moment that you weren't producing something. And I wrote 112 songs for Leon Silvers and for Silver Spoon during those days.
Wow. I knew it was a lot.
I wrote for Evelyn Champagne King and the Brothers Johnson, and that song for the Whispers, and I wrote three for the Whispers, and I wrote three for the Spinners, and then Glenn Jones and Gladys Knight. I even wrote one for Smokey Robinson, which was called Love Got in the Way, which for some reason it got pressed, and the cover art, it was in a sleeve, it was ready to be shipped, and then he called it back because he thought it sounded too young for him, I guess. I don't know, which was really sad. And Joyce Kennedy I wrote for, Crystal, Collage, Terry Gonzalez, Rocky Robbins, The Silvers, loads for The Silvers, like seven songs for The Silvers. And that group Crystal, I wrote for all three albums, 12 songs. I mean, it was just a lot of writing, and we had stuff on the charts. All of us, you and me and Joey Gallo. We had songs on the charts for like a year.
It never stopped. And don't forget Whitney Houston. That was
Right.
Yes.
Oh my God,
yeah. You were busy. You are just something else. You're a powerhouse. And one other lyric I want to ask you about. I'm sorry, but I love your words. And so another thing you said in that song that we just played was, it says, "You're a girl that goes after what she wants." And so what is it? You're a girl that goes after what you, that's kind of like you. That's what I see in you. I mean, you go after it and you get it done. And I have been watching you for a long time. And I am so proud of you. I am proud to say I know this woman.
Thank you. It's so sweet of you, Dorgo. I mean, I think that... I think you have to know what it is. And when I say you go after what you want, I really mean by being who you, the all of who you are. If you just go after something in a shallow way, just you want it to have it, like somebody who wants to be in the music business for the money or the drugs or the whatever it is that they want out of it.
Right.
Limousines. I remember a band that refused to sign a deal. I remember this years ago. They refused to sign a deal with a record deal because there was no limousine included. It was just the craziest thing in the world. But for whatever reason, if those are the reasons, those are the superficial reasons, if you do it because you love the process, and that goes for love too, if you go after what you want because you feel it and you love the person and you feel that need to be together, then yeah, that's going after what you want. And in all my life, I've tried to live in the moment I'm in and to do what feels really strong at the time. And then if you do that in every single moment of your life, you always get somewhere, don't you? I mean, because every moment has been lived to the full. So you get there. If you just want to, if it's just a sort of an empty goal, you never get there. That's what people don't understand. Empty goals. That's a good thing. I just coined that. Empty goals. I might put that in my next book.
Yeah, there you go. Write it down. I I'm chasing you. I've always been chasing this woman. And I've admired her relationships. I admired her home. I admired, her way with words, which is really what brought us together. And let me ask you, how did you get there? What made you decide that you wanted to be a lyricist?
I had written a lot of poetry when I was a teenager. It was all angst-filled poetry about boys that didn't get me, and I they were so mushy. They were so awful. They were truly, truly awful lyrics. I mean, they were, early on things. And then I went to Europe for a year, and I did some volunteer work. And this wonderful boy, who I met when I was volunteering at a halfway house. He offered to teach me to play the guitar, and I really didn't have any interest in playing guitar. I really wanted longer nails, but because he was so kind and so sweet, and he wanted to give me this gift, it was for him that I decided I would learn to play the guitar, so that he could teach it to me, because that was the one thing he had to give, and I was kind of a mentor to these kids. And he, oh God, he lived alone. He was 15, living alone in a bedsitter in somebody's house in across London, and I took two trains, to get across to where he was, and he taught me these few chords. So when I got back to America, and I went back to Vegas where I was growing up, my dad was a musician, and he had already taught me the violin and the piano to some extent, and so then I told him that I had learned to play a few chords on the guitar, and the next thing I knew, he had bought me a very cheap guitar, Japanese guitar, that his friend was importing. He was importing them, one of the other musicians. And so he bought me his guitar, and it became surgically grafted to my hip. I took it everywhere I went with me. And I was, and I started, taking all those old poems and putting them to music. And it was really quite unintentional to do it. And they were awful songs. They were just dreadful. And then I started writing, and then one day my father said to me, "Oh, you want to write songs? Write a song about heart transplants." I said, "Heart transplants? What kind of thing is that?" So I wrote a song, Wardell, called "You're Breaking Somebody Else's Heart," about a guy I guess I'm more trapped on the still in love with the other guy's girlfriend. So I took that song, among other things, up to somebody at Warner Brothers Music one day, and I had a whole bunch of songs, and some of them were story songs. I had one called Heather McIver, and I don't know, I had a bunch of story songs. So anyway, the guy listened to some of these songs, and he said, you should write a musical. These songs are like a musical theater. He said, they're a story. So I did. I wrote my first musical. It was called Triangles, Circles, and Squares, and it was about a guy who gets a heart transplant, and the heart is still in love with the other guy's girlfriend. And I had some of the astral projecting in it. I had tarot cards reading themselves. It was during those days, you know, the crazy days. And but then I started writing songs, and I started getting a sense. And that publisher, he said to me, well, you're not writing lyrics, you're writing poetry. And I said, well, how do you know? He said, there's no definition. I just know. So then later when I wrote my two books, The Art of Writing Great Lyrics and The Art of Writing Love Songs, I defined for the industry what the difference was between poetry and lyrics, and how lyrics are are conversational, and they are of the mind, or they are of the heart, rather. And then poetry is of the mind, and it's very esoteric, and you have to think about it to know what it means, and you have to read it over and over to kind of get it. But with a song, it has to have, talking about song on impact, it has to hit the listener on impact. You have to hear that song and go, okay, that's a conversation, and I understand it, and I'm in it, and it's about me and my, whoever I'm with. It can't be about the writer. It can't be about the singer. It can't be about the record label. It can't be about the DJ. It's got to be about the listener. The listener is the only person that matters when you're writing a song. Because that's the only person who is going to be impacted by it and who cares.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's how I write songs. And then one day, our old friend, I submitted a song to Ren Tupano, who was a wonderful writer, wonderful Australian writer that I knew. And he had a production company over at Dawnbreaker Studios. And I submitted a song to him. And our old friend, Richard Aaron, went over there one day looking for songs for Leon Silvers. And he listened to a bunch of things and didn't hear what he wanted. And suddenly, Ren Tupano said, you know, I have this other song that somebody submitted for a project of mine that we didn't use, but maybe you could use this song. And he played this song that I had written. And I got a call from Richard Aaron saying, who are you? Why don't I know you? I know everyone. He said, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, Leon Silvers. And that's how I ended up. It was one of those random things. The next day I was over there at the studio. I met you all, and he gave me six songs to complete by Monday. I did.
Wow. That is wow.
It
was just meant to be, right?
But you know what, Wardell? This is something that people always laugh at with me. I tell them that the things that happened to me in my life really have fallen out of the sky. They're not the things that I killed myself to try and make happen never happened. Those things, I went around to publishers, I banged on the doors, I brought them gifts, I took them to lunch, I did everything I could think of. None of that, nothing ever happened. Everything that ever happened to me, that was as random as could be. This guy, I mean, who would think Richard Aaron would go out to Dawnbreaker Studios, which was way the heck out in the valley, way in the foothills, and he'd go over there, and that Ren would even think of playing that song. I haven't thought about this for years, but that he would even think of playing that song for him, and that he immediately saw what I did, and that was early on in my abilities. But I had already had my Sinatra record, and I had already had my Whitney Houston record, and I had already had Lou Rawls and Lola Falana. I mean, I had four major artists by that point in my career. So I guess people were starting to take me seriously. I have to say, when Frank Sinatra likes you, you know, everybody else will work with you. So it was the end of his career, but it was the beginning of mine. It launched my career But you never know what's going to happen, and so you can't worry about it. You can't sit around getting upset because the song you wrote didn't get recorded. I mean, that's like I'm saying, you know, with that song with Smokey Robinson, that he wanted to do that song. He recorded it and he loved it, and they produced it and he pressed it and put it in a label in a sleeve and had it ready to ship in a box, you know, all ready to go. And
wow.
Then put it back. So,
that's
you know,
crazy.
And then the other one, and Marvin Gaye, do you remember this? And Marvin Gaye doing a little bit of work with Liam. And I had written a lyric, and it was his next single, except he died before he could put his vocal on it. The track was done, you know, background part, everything was done. Just not the vocal. So you can't count on anything. So just keep going. Just keep going.
Moving.
You got a million more in you, you know.
Yeah. So let me ask you, you've done all different types. You've worked with all different types of artists. Is there any particular style that you haven't had the chance or would like to do that you haven't yet? Like maybe country? I think you've done country.
I've done country. I had number one country record, also with Nobody Loves Me Like You Do, which was Anne Murray and Dave Loggins. And but I would love to write an opera. I mean, a full-on opera. I would love to do the libretto for opera. That would just knock my socks off. I did write one or two songs at the beginning, but I'm not a rapper, so I wouldn't say that I'm, you know, that would be something somebody called me to do. But I've done so much R&B. I love that. I don't know what, maybe there's a movie out there that I need to write a theme for that has a wonderful story that the director kind of has an idea what he would like it to, what kind of a message he would like to leave the audience with. I think I've written every genre. I've written in pop and R&B and country and jazz. I wrote with Joe Sample, which was an unbelievably talented guy. He was just a brilliant guy. And I write with a wonderful Argentinian jazz artist named Karen Souza, S-O-U-Z-A. We got, in fact, this is really exciting. I don't know if I told you about this, but Ralph Lauren picked up our song Language of Love. And he signed it for 6 months for fragrance and fashion worldwide, and did two of the most fabulous commercials over the holidays that you know came out. And they're just amazing. And Karen is the most amazing singer. She is incredible. Mm-hmm. She sings only in English, even though she lives in Argentina, and she's got following in China and Japan and all over Europe and England and. All South America, but they just don't know her here. She's never performed here, so I'd love to get her hooked up here so that she could be performing here too. She's huge in Mexico, and huge. I mean, I went to see one of her concerts in Mexico City, and man, they adore her. So, you know, there's so many wonderful talents out there. I guess you could say that the thing that I would like to write, I love to write. I'm working right now with a girl who was on American Idol, Alyssa Ragu. She's unbelievably talented, very, very good girl, and she was brought to my attention by the producer who's working with her, Natty Rico. He's a French saxophonist. He's gifted, incredibly gifted, and we're on our second song now, and... You never know, you know. I don't know what I want to do. I just need to pat me on the shoulder.
I told you guys. I mean, she keeps going. I'm getting tired just hearing her. She goes like this. She's been going like this from the beginning, and she never stops. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm just amazed, you know. And I love it when you tell me you're going on vacation. I'm like, thank God. Let her rest. And then she says, oh, yeah, I went on vacation and met this person, and we're getting ready to do this project. I'm going, Lord, she can't really rest. She don't know how to rest. So, but anyway, I'm just so excited for you. Your life is just so beautiful. Your story is so great. And, you know, even the stories you would tell me about your mom, you know, how she danced and stuff, and you'd go and dance. I mean, I love your stories. They're just so wonderful, and God really blessed you. You are amazing to me. And so to me, you know, I always brag about Pam, Pam, Pam. That's my Pam. And so... much love from your brothers from Solar Records. They all send their love to you, Pam. Some of them saw that you were coming. Some saw you were coming on today. But I want you to, if you could, share this amazing information about UNLV. I mean, what's happening with you and UNLV? Can you share about this college of fine arts situation?
Yes, this is very
award.
Exciting.
I live
in Las Vegas again now, and I connected with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, and Dr. Nancy Usher, who is the dean of the College of Fine Arts, and fabulous person, absolutely fabulous person, just a creative, wonderful human being. And I connected with her, and we talked about the fact that I have always wanted to endow something like a scholarship. And it's not a scholarship that we are going to do, because that is a whole different category. So what we're doing is an award, and we have created the Pamela Phillips Oland Excellence in the Art of Lyric Writing Award. And it's going to be a $5,000 award given annually every single year to a great upcoming writer, somebody who has really loved the art of writing lyrics. And the two judges I brought on board are the amazing performer Clint Holmes. I don't know if you know Clint. Clint was 7 times the Artist of the Year in Las Vegas. He is just remarkable, wonderful singer, wonderful. And he has such an affinity for lyrics. I've never met anybody who is more addicted to great lyrics. And then my friend Susan Slamer, who is a legend in the music industry. She was the first music supervisor on American Idol, and she chose all their, you know, she licensed everything and all their catalog. And she worked with Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood, Ruben Studdard, all those early people. But she mentored and managed. She managed Sir George Martin, who produced The Beatles, and Patrick Doyle, the film from Hook. She has just done everything in the music business. I'm just so in awe of her knowledge and understanding of music, and she knows everybody. She's just funny. And so she, and then there will be a faculty member those will be the final judges, and then we will award. And then the person who wins this award, this Pamela Phillips Oland Excellence in the Art of Lyric Writing Award each year, will then be brought, will be invited to come to UNLV to work with the writers and the creators in the arts department, because they're even creating a whole new musical theater division, and they've got a music division, and they've got dance, and I don't know if you know this, but UNLV has actually the number one culinary school in the United States. People don't really UNLV. They have, you know, they have this, also a an amazing hotel administration. That they started that whole hotel administration with, you know, with workshops where they get to intern at the hotels, and you know, more could be better. I was actually an intern at Caesar's Palace in the PR department years ago. But this is a wonderful award. It's a wonderful opportunity. There'll be a little awards ceremony. I don't know quite what shape that will take. But Nancy and her staff and all those, Jennifer Vaughn is the publicist who helped to put this out here, this contest. If anybody would like to enter this and try for this award, I recommend it. This is going to be the first year. We are just launching it. And part of it is to really make the whole world aware of UNLV's music program, and how they're really going to shine in the entertainment arena. And so if you go to unlv.edu, which stands for education, the unlv.edu, and then you just type in Pamela Phillips Oland, just type my name in there, and it will come up with the article about the contest, the launching of it. It will show you right there how to enter, and you'll be submitting a couple of your lyrics, and you'll be submitting just information about yourself. So that will, and then we will decide, you know, and I am not going to judge it myself because I'm not allowed to. I'm just kind of giving them guidelines for what I feel is would constitute a winner, but the judges are completely independent of me. And mm-hmm. I am so excited about doing this. This was this is a legacy situation for me as a writer, as a songwriter, as a creator. I've spent my whole life doing this. I've written books about it. I taught at UCLA for 8 years advanced lyric writing. I've taught at Carnegie Hall. I've taught at all the music conservatories in Denmark, and I've been to Australia and in England, and I have given so much to teaching songwriting and mentoring and master classes with the Nashville songwriters and the Northern California songwriters. I mean, it's just
wow.
I have done some of that, and I've really loved doing it because I learn when I teach. And every student that I've ever worked with, every writer who has ever brought a lyric to me, has taught me more about how to do it well, because everybody has great ideas. There are so many great ideas. It's just learning how to put them in context and learning mm-hmm. how to just do it so that you understand shape and form. And you know, and I've come up with these crazy ideas. You'll love this one. Because people write about themselves all the time. And, you know, sometimes it gets boring to listen to what actually happened in their situation. So I always mm-hmm. say to them, never let the truth get in the way of a great idea.
Okay.
So like if you're writing about, you know, he left me, you know, in the middle of the afternoon, he just walked out. And just make it that he walked out in the middle of the night or that you walked out on him, but even better, that you, you know, change it. Make it the way you'd like it to be in a song. It doesn't have to be accurate. It's not a biography. It's not a documentary.
Right. Yeah. Very
so
good.
Yeah, so that's isn't that exciting? I'm so thrilled. I'm so grateful to see you in LB.
When does this contest? When does it start?
It started. It's already in progress.
It's already moving. It's in motion. Okay. All right. So
the second May, I think it's done. But it says on the UNLB website how long you have to do it, to sign up for it. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and I would love people to enter it. That's the whole point of doing it. Obviously, we want to find the great songwriters of tomorrow who will have an opportunity to participate in writing with other people. Collaboration is, you know, Wardell and you and I collaborated many times, and all those wonderful people at Leon Silvers, and then all my other wonderful collaborators over my life, you know, Tom Harriman, with whom I write my musicals, and John Gillotin, and just so many wonderful writers that I've worked with over life. And collaboration is my world, and learning how to be a good collaborator. And by the way, my saying on that is, the art of collaboration is to make your collaborator look brilliant.
Yikes. Wow. You know,
yeah, it's not about you contributing. It's about helping them to contribute, and then you accidentally contribute.
Absolutely. Hey, so I posted, just for the listeners, I posted, you know, the website and everything for you. Greg posted it as well. So on my pages or the Solar Records Radio page, it's right there posted for you. So, you know, if you didn't get a chance to write it down, you just go over there, click on the link, and that will guide you to what she's talking about here. So, Pam, I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, just your contribution to the music industry in a whole. And thank you for coming on and sharing this amazing opportunity and gift to you. As your words yourself from UNLV, you know, you guys are collaborating on this, and it's a beautiful collaboration. I'm so happy for you and for them to have found you. They will be blessed. And And the artists, the people that go out for this contest, you know, I'm wishing you all luck.
Yeah.
I hope you all win. I know it's hard to do that, but just go for it because you never know. You just never know. And
you
so,
never know. If you're seeing and if you sit in your room and you mope, you're not going to ever be known. So the best thing to do is to get out there and do what you do and just keep doing it until it's better and better and better. Because the best song I probably ever wrote is the one I wrote today. You know, that's it. You just keep going and you keep getting better and better at it. And your ideas get stronger and more interesting. And never give up. And when somebody lets you down or somebody promises you that they're going to do something with your work and they don't, just keep moving. Find the next person and the next person until you find your team and the people that you can work with and who love you and appreciate you. It's so important to be loved and appreciated and to know that what you're doing is meaningful to others besides yourself. And Wardell, one of the greatest experiences of my whole life was working with you and Dana and Leon and all of you over at Silver Spoon Records. And that was just, it taught me how to think as a pop writer. I really didn't know. And then I learned it on the job just by doing it every day. And so many, the sheer volume of songs I wrote and getting, you know, learning what to leave out, learning, you know, when they would say, no, you can't say that. You can't sing that. That doesn't sing right on the word. No, that's just a lot. That's just a breath. And you wrote words on the breath. I didn't know. You just learned
what
by doing.
The fun thing for us was, you know, like we would hum these melodies, you know, that we'd think, humming these melodies along with the music. And then we would give it to Pam, and then she would give it back to us. And it was like the song would come to life because it has words now. It's like it was like she gave it wings, and the song would start to fly. And we were just so like, oh, can't wait to record it. So thank you for giving us those wings and just blessing our music and stuff.
Well, thank you for blessing with just being there always. And I say that to all my friends in our group and in our, you know, that we were very tight and still are in many ways. So anyway, lots of love to you all. And thank you, Wardell, for allowing me to talk about this exciting competition that I'm doing with UNLV. And it's I hope somebody wonderful emerges from this first year. But it will be going on every year into the future. And it's a done deal. We're doing it.
Amen.
So I thank you. 12 with UNLV, like especially Nancy Usher for believing in it, and all of you guys, and thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, and so this song is After the Dance is Through. I think you wrote this for Crystal, huh?
I did.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, take care. God bless. Have a blessed weekend. Talk to you later, Jam. Okay, thank you.
Baby, you feel my senses. Baby, I'm taking chances. How do I get to know you? How does a woman play it? Does she come out and say it? What do I do to show you? After the senses is good, I wanna be with you. After the senses is good, I wanna be with you.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I love Dynasty. Of course. Of course I love Dynasty. Anyway, guys, thanks, Pamela, Philip, Olan, for coming on and sharing your story with us. And, man, oh, man, congratulations as well. And I wish, like I said, best of luck to all the ones that go out for the award. And, you know, $5,000 is not something to just, you know, just walk away from. If you want it, you got to work hard for it, though. It's there. So go out and do your best and be a blessing to yourself. And go for it and never give up. Like Pam says, you know, you got to just keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. And so many of us experience that. And, you know, going after your dreams is a true blessing for you at the end of the day, because you can look back and say, wow, I remember when. I remember what I did and what I went through, you know. And I want to just tell the parents of, you know, people, like, you know, please support your children. You know, my parents supported me all the way up until the day I walked into the audition. You know, from the time I said I wanted to play drums all the way until I walked into that audition and made that audition in California at 21 years old. And so it's a beautiful thing. I thought I was 20, yeah, because I was still in college. And I was it was a beautiful thing, man. And so I get to look back and say, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. And I know what I have to do for my children, you know, because they taught me well. They showed me how to be there and support each other. So, you know, guys, make sure you support those kids, whatever it is. You know, I mean, as long as it's obviously something positive. But if they're going after something and you know it's a good thing for them, love them through it. Help them. Bless them. Do whatever you can to be a blessing for them. And in return, they will bless you back. You know, just make you proud. If they just made you proud, then that's a blessing, right? Anyway, all right. So we are just hanging out here today at Soul Art Records Radio. Nice interview with Pamela Phillips Olan. Love you, Pam, and God bless you. And keep doing your thing, girl. We love you. We love you. All right. So let's get going again here with this music that really has been a blessing to so many of us. And, you know, my buddy was playing some great music the other day. I was like, what is that? Like, man, oh, man. And that was the blues. Don Fleming was playing blues on the Indie Jazz Show on Wednesdays. If you guys like jazz, y'all need to come hang out with us on Wednesdays. This Wednesday, we have a great interview coming up with Miles Davis' son, nephew, I mean. And so his nephew is, his mother is Miles Davis' sister. And so we're going to have a really good time. So I want y'all to come hang out with us. And as you get to see Vince Wilburn Jr. Talk about he's a drummer, an amazing drummer. And then the guy, he has a new album coming out. And the guy to co-produce it with him is Lenny White. That's like someone I looked up to all my life. And so Lenny White is going to come on to the show as well. And so we're going to have a good time, you know, guys. So I'm really blessed and really, really blessed to be able to talk to these guys and chop it up with them years later. And let's get going here with Soul Art Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts, and we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles.
Ellen, don't be
All right. Keep it moving, y'all. Solar is in the house today.
on and a hope to die. If I ever make you cry, may I feel the pain that you feel inside. Take the blame.
You know, the Whispers have always been smooth. Man, oh man, when I listened to their songs, their ballads were just ice, just beautiful. And so many, you know, friends of mine said, play a slow song by the Whispers. Play a slow song by the Whispers. I'm like, man, you guys. okay. And so that's for all the ladies that was requesting the Whispers slow songs. Man, I guess they had a thing, you know, because we did like the fast stuff for the Whispers, right? We did all the up-tempo stuff for them, and they did the ballads, and that was that. Their ballads is just, you could, when you go to their concerts, it's like, whoa, man, what is happening here? They are just doing it and doing it well. I played a song that I wrote called, by Dynasty, called, what was that song called? Does That Ring a Bell? That's what I started the block off with. And just trying to have a lot of fun here, just having a good time. And once again, I want to thank Pamela Phillips Olan for coming on and blessing us. That was a very nice of her to come on and share her story. And I have some great other artists coming up this week. So, you know, guys, hang out with us here at Solar Records Radio. Tomorrow, Solar Wants to Dance. And it's just a cardio show. We just kind of just hit it like four on the floor. Boom, 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 boom. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Shake it up. Right? That's what we do on Solar and on Saturday. So tune in and have a good time with us. And then Sunday we do our praise and worship show. I also want to invite you to our page, solarrecordsradio.com. Please go and visit and stuff. And I have a new audio book in there that I would love for you to purchase and check it out and leave a review. It's just a story about me becoming a professional musician and the sacrifices that, you know, my family went through to bless me so that I was able to do that, and how important I think it is for any family to do that for their child. And so it's really just my story up until I got with Solar. And then part two is about, I just finished recording that part, and let me just tell you this right now. When you buy the audiobook, when you're buying it, don't listen to it on the link that you're buying it from. Listen to it from the link that we send you. Okay, so when you get a link, when you buy it, you're going to get a link in your email, and then that way you can, you know, wherever you choose to listen to your audiobooks, whether it's in your iPad or it's in your cell phone or it's in your desktop, I mean, you can control where you want, you know, to just open up that email. That's your link, and you can do whatever you want to do, you know, use it wherever you want. But don't listen to it on the website, because it's going to cut off halfway and then you'll be frustrated. All right. So, but thank you so much for supporting us here at Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you and love you, and hopefully we can be a blessing to you guys as you have been to us. And so we're going to keep this music going. We got about another 36 minutes left in the show. And so we thank you with our hearts for everything that you do. Shout out to Greg. I know you're exhausted, Greg. Your time, the time has changed, and you can't seem to, we keep missing each other. Poor Greg. He's all beat up. And but, you know, he has his own business. So that's what happens when you're entrepreneur. You know, you got to stay. You open up in the beginning and you got to stay to the end and get it done. So, but I'm glad you're done. Hopefully you're not eating Thai food and get me frustrated, but have a good dinner. Enjoy yourself over there in the UK. All right, guys, much love to you. So I'm going to play you another song from my group Dynasty. I just think it's a beautiful song. It's called Give It Up for Love. Let's give it up.
Give it up for love. And we danced and fell the same way too. See, I've waited all night long just to dance with you. And when you touched my hand, I knew you were the man.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Put a spell on me. I can't understand.
Such a smooth song, and Otis Stokes does it so well. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today and hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. Man, this has been a great day for us. I've enjoyed myself with you, and I hope that you guys are good and God is blessing you. Don't forget tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern. Tune in and hang out with us, okay, so we can have a good time together. We're going to just, like I said, four in the floor. We're going to be hitting it hard, all right? All right, guys, so thanks again for everything, and please come hang out with us here at Solar Records Radio and tell a friend, all right? God bless you guys, and we'll catch you later, all right? Have a good evening. God bless you, and thanks to my buddy Greg. Greg, wake up, Greg. I know you're falling asleep. It's the weekend, Greg. Come on, man. Let's get going. All right. Everybody, God bless you. Thank you so much. Greg is making me feel sleepy. Good gracious. All right. Well, much love to you guys. And thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. It's a little bit of me in the background. Let's check it out on Solar. Love you.
The thought of you with someone else, I can't help it, but I won't tell you that would cheat myself. Oh, baby, you feel the same. Maybe you feel some shame.
All right, my friends, good night. God bless you, and thank you again for tuning in to Soul Art Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you. Many blessings. Good night.